Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. I don't know what the hell's going on with
you. What the hell was that?
I don't know. It just feels like a weird week. But that person over there talking is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
What's our contact info before I spiral into madness?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or did you know that you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com?
I did not know.
What? Well, I'm happy to tell you.
it feels like such a weird time.
Oh, girl.
More so than normal. And by normal, I mean 2020 normal.
Oh, okay. So even weirder than normal 2020 weird.
Yeah. So I'll just be here buying some more alcohol.
Ain't that the truth? We're all falling off the rails, but, you know, we're trying to keep on the rails best right. we can.
So this was entertaining. Let's do something entertaining.
Let's do it.
That wasn't annoying at all. Sorry. This is interesting to me because there are 15 evil life hacks you shouldn't try.
Shouldn't, wink, wink.
And I'm curious to see what you think because you are so on that black and white train. Like it's either
yes.
you don't like the gray middle. So some of these may be, you know, not very ethical.
Okay.
And I'm curious to see what you say.
All right.
First one says, a friend of mine did this at Lollapalooza. He went around selling brownies to people for like $10 each. The trick is they were just actual brownies.
Oh, did he
never said.
Oh,
I've seen people do this before say that. It's like, brownies, $10. I think because they hear that price, they immediately think they're special brownies.
They just assume.
Mm-hmm.
That is on the consumer and the buyer. If you're not going to ask specifics, that is all you. You're just getting a damn brownie.
I think if he lied and be like, yeah, there's weed in these.
I
think that's mean.
And me, I would ask.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, what kind of brownies? Because I would be more likely to buy them if they were just regular brownies.
Right.
So I'd be very
excited.
You would
spend $10. I mean, honestly.
Dude, drunk Sarah? Hell yeah, I would spend $10
oh my God.
On a brownie.
I want to get Sarah drunk and take her to a mall, see what she spends her money on.
Oh, it would probably be brownies, ice cream.
What is
like,
it? Auntie Anne, the ice
pretzels.
Cream.
I'd probably get some Thai food in that bitch, some pizza. Like,
oh, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to do that
drunk
now with you.
And I love brownies. So that's mm-hmm. I would be way more inclined if they didn't have weed. Because if they had weed, I'd be like, I can't get crossfaded. That's like, I'm
too much.
Not really my jam.
Honestly, though, if you go to any kind of festivity, like if you go to a concert or festival, everything is more expensive. You get a drink, it's like $15 for this tiny thing.
Exactly. Right? So I'd be like, oh, $10 for a brownie?
I mean, if it's a weed brownie, that's a great price. If it's a regular brownie, that's still a decent
price. It's fair price, yeah.
Okay, so this one says, when at a self-checkout, scan the store brand tuna while filling your bags with the brand name stuff of the same weight.
No,
I feel like that with Sarah is a no-no. Thing is, like, store brand, usually it's the same stuff, so I don't care.
It's honestly like, if I go to the supermarket and get like cucumbers
mm-hmm.
and I get organic cucumbers, you can put in
regular cucumbers,
whatever. Yeah, regular or not. You're the one that gets to choose. But I just know I have to choose organic. I know it's more mm-hmm. expensive, but I feel like I'm stealing if I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. For me, it's just like, why does it matter if it's like, unless it's a really, really big difference, which I've never really noticed. But like what they've said with Kirkland brand, a lot of it, it's like the vodka, for example, the Grey Goose is the same as the Kirkland brand. Like they make it in the same place. It's the same thing. You're just not getting the same label.
But if I was to buy the Grey Goose, I would have to pay Grey Goose price.
Yes.
Because I'm actually like kind of a goody two shoes. I know it's surprising because I feel like edgy and hardcore, but I'm not really.
When you don't want to get caught plagiarizing off of Wikipedia, I translate the article to French, then Hindi, then back to English and chip off grammatical errors and get praise for my hard work.
Wait, what? That seems like a lot of work.
So I'm pretty sure.
Just for like school?
Yeah, for school, either college or high school or whatever. I'm sure there's tools now. I mean, we had the internet when we were in high school, but it wasn't quite as sophisticated as it is now.
I feel like Spark Notes was something we had a lot of.
Yes.
If you didn't want to read a book, you just go to Spark Notes and get pretty much the whole summary.
That's how I passed 10th grade English.
yeah. Right?
And I didn't read any books. But okay, like I could see that happening. Like, I mean, plagiarizing, it's not hard to just take what they're saying and put it into new words yourself.
Yeah, just switch a few words and then it's not plagiarizing.
Right. Just change it up. It's like, so back in 1812, it's like,
Back in my time.
In February of 1812. Yeah, just change it up, bro.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with that one.
Yeah, it's okay. When you give someone a gift card as a gift, write down the card number and the code. Then after a year or two, check the balance. And if they haven't used it yet, use it yourself. They obviously don't know, won't know or care.
No, hell no. That is coming. No, what the? That pisses me off because you're giving it as a gift. That is not yours. That's never going to be yours. As someone who hoards gift cards and has literally had the same gift card for like over 3 years, I'm going to eventually use it. And I do. Let me take my time. Let me find something that I thought
you just hated spending the gift cards.
I hate spending. So I have them still. I hate spending them unless it's something that I really, really want or like will really use.
See, because I would get pissed off if I got you a gift card and you didn't use it within a year. Mostly because my parents do this thing and I've had to fight them with it. It's not about gift cards, but whenever I'd buy them something like, here's a cool mug or here's, you know, this cool thing, they wouldn't use it. They're like, but you gave this to me. Why would I use it? I'm like, because I bought it for you to use.
Yeah, but after a year, you're not going to take it back and be like, fine, F you, I'm going to use it myself.
I mean, if it's a coffee mug, I'm going to use it. And if it's in there, I'm going to use it.
Yeah, but if you guys didn't live together now, you wouldn't take it from their house
if
and
I
be was, like.
No, I wouldn't take it from their house, but I would go and use it and be like, no, it's not sitting in the cupboard. We're using it.
Well, and then maybe they'll be like, oh, okay. Like it can actually be used or something. Yes. But I totally get that. Like for a gift card, if you're giving me this as a gift, then I get to spend the gift when I want. And for me, my boyfriend's parents, when we first started dating, gave me a nice little chunk of money for Nordstrom. I never shop at Nordstrom. That gives me anxiety. We've gone in a few times. We've been to the rack. And I just... No, I can't think about it. But recently, my friend has shoes that I absolutely love. And she's like, oh, they're from Nordstrom. They're a little spendier, but I've had them for years. Hey, look, it's taken me 3 years, but now I know what I'm going to spend my damn Nordstrom gift cards on. And now if I go online and try to use them and the money isn't there anymore, that makes whoever gave me the gift look like a piece of crap.
That is fair.
I'm very passionate about that one.
I couldn't tell.
Woo!
I think, though, what really irritates me, and I don't know if it was a rule back then, and I don't even think they're around anymore, but I'm pretty sure in the state of Washington or even in the country, one of the two, it is illegal for gift cards to have expiration dates.
Yeah.
So I had bought my dad a gift card to a massage place because he would always complain. Mind you, this was when I was like 18 years old or something. I was working at a restaurant and I was saving my money. This was the year I wanted to get them like nicer gifts. And my dad had been complaining that he really wanted a massage. His back hurt. He wanted a massage. So I went and got him a massage. I bought a gift certificate and he waited a whole year to use it. And we finally go to use it, but they had it closed because it was a snow day. Like, I'm like, Dad, it's gonna expire. And now looking back, I'm like, I don't know if they were allowed to make it expire.
Yeah, small places like that, they do have expiration dates like on the thing, but I don't know if it's legal or not.
I wish I can go back and be like, screw you, because he never ended up using it. I'm like, that was like over $100. And when you're 18 years old, like just starting out,
yeah,
that's a lot of money.
F you, Dad. Well, I know in some big companies, I've run into that issue, but I checked on Nordstrom and they never expire.
Yeah, they should never. I'm pretty sure they should never expire. Any company, you should be like, I'm going to sue and get more money out of you. And then you can take me shopping.
Oh, that's such a headache, though.
Just make somebody else do it. That's what the lawyers are for, right?
So expensive, though.
Right. If you ever get caught sleeping at your desk at work, say they told me at the blood bank this would happen. And when asked for a reason.
Oh, like you just donated blood.
Oh, they told me this would happen at the blood bank.
I can never do that. I can never, because that's like a flat out lie. Could you do that? I'm not that clever.
I think at this job, it's hard to fall asleep. But if I fall asleep, at least we can turn it into something funny. Like, I know you guys would film me or mess with me. So at least there'd be something interesting out of it.
But if you were to get in trouble, like, would you have an excuse?
Be like, dude, what time do we wake up? That is my excuse.
So you wouldn't actually lie about it.
No, I wouldn't lie about it. I'm like, I'm always tired. I've been here for 11 years. I have not been tired.
Okay, so you wouldn't,
No, I wouldn't, but that is cool. If I worked in an office, I might do that just because I know I would hate an office job.
But also, like, if I was your boss, I'd be like, I don't care. Still don't sleep here.
You know, in Japan, it is actually seen as a good thing.
Sleeping
on the job because it looks like you are a very, very hard worker. So some people will fake sleeping.
Dude, I would never need to fake sleeping.
Right? It's not letting me see. Oh, there it is. My university charges for printing with little devices next to the printer, which release. Oh, so my university charges for printing with little devices next to the printer, which release the print job to the printer. So it has this little machine that, like, they have the printers and the little machine lets it print because you have to pay for it.
Okay.
In order to circumvent this, I install the printers by their IP address as it goes straight to the printer and prints without having to pay. Honestly, I think it's shenanigans that students...
Shenanigans.
Student, yeah, it's me not swearing.
Yeah, I like it.
Have to pay to print.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous when there's like, especially like fancy universities, like they're spending thousands and thousands of dollars. They're going to go into debt for minimum 10 years.
Yeah. And you, for some classes and reports and all that jazz, you need to print.
Yeah.
So what do they expect you to get a whole freaking printer for your dorm?
That's so stupid. This one is, in my experience, a Pizza Hut or any other pizza company hat, shirt, and bag will get you into more places than a uniform of, say, a cop or an armed carrier.
Oh, like if you're like trying to get into like, yeah, and you're like just having empty pizza boxes in your hand, like, oh, I'm just delivering pizzas.
I mean, if you can take one step further and actually have pizza in the boxes.
Whoa.
So fun. I'm pretty sure this works for other companies too, but my dad works for a cable company. And the clothing they get, because they get a certain amount like of clothes, like I think they go to like this like warehouse or whatever, and it has all their company shirts and pants, depending on what they like. Some like long sleeves. Well, I don't even think pants. I think they buy their own pants. But long sleeves, hoodies, jackets that have the logo and everything on it. But they are not allowed to donate them. They're not allowed to let anybody else use them.
Oh, in case they because, that happens?
Because it's a cable company, and that if somebody gets a hold of that, they could like sneak into somebody's property. Yeah. No, I'm just here, the cable guy, and they could steal something.
That's super sketch.
So my dad is like very like, no, like I'm not giving this away either. He will, like if it's a hoodie that like my mom uses, she'll put a patch over it so you can't see the logo.
Yeah,
so
that's smart. Wear it,
but
I would not have the balls to do that. Even like going into like a concert or, you know, some type of venue and just being like, oh, I'm just here to
just sneak in.
Yeah.
I have that moment of like falling. I like the angel and the devil on my shoulder, and sometimes one wins over the other. So you're more on the angel side, the goody two shoe side. But then I'm also like I teeter.
Well, I mean, yeah, I hear some of let's do it, YOLO. And I'm like, no, but like, they're like,
what if you get in
like,
trouble, yo?
What if you get caught? And I'm like, yeah, that's just really embarrassing.
Like, right. Like, oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, for example, a few years ago, my roommates at the time when I lived in Seattle, Megan and Blazin, aka Mega Blaze.
Mega Blaze.
They took me to a rave. Like, we want to go to a rave with you. And we went to the Tacoma Dome, and the line was ridiculous. And of course, we're wearing rave attire. Because I hadn't been to a rave since I was like 17. It'd been like 10 years at that point. I was like, all right, let's go. It's cold. We're waiting in line. It's going to take like an hour for us to get in line, apparently, because the line went around the freaking Tacoma Dome. And this chick we noticed was standing by a door, just, you know, leaning up against the wall. Like, what is this chick doing? Like, she just looked super weird and out of place. Like, what it, like, not out of place.
Not
but
rolling
like,
balls?
No. Oh. Like, it just, she looked suspicious.
Oh, mysterious.
And it's just like, what's up with this chick? Like, why isn't she not in line? Like, why is she not? Like, because most people who aren't in line are looking for people, but they're walking around.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, next to her in the door just flies open. Somebody opens the door. Like, one of her friends that are already inside opens the door. And the flood of people just bursting in.
Like free cover? And like, they don't have to
well,
get
no,
their
we,
ticket?
I mean, I guess. I mean, we already paid for our tickets.
Oh, so,
but
okay.
It was the line to get in. We didn't have to scan it. We didn't have to get frisked or anything like that.
And you just ran through that door.
But, like, my friends ran in. And I'm like, I had that moment of panic. Should I stay? Should I go? Should I go? And I was like, I was like one of the last people in before the security guards. No!
Thank God. But what if you didn't? Then you'd be outside. You'd go home. You wouldn't wait outside.
Well, I didn't drive.
You would go.
And I was also on alcohol and maybe drugs.
So you were the one rolling balls. Maybe a little
not
bit.
Rolling. It was something else. Anywho, save business cards of people you don't like, and if you ever hit a parked car accidentally, just write sorry on the back and leave it on the windshield.
That's horrible.
Oh my God. I would not do that just because I know it would get back to me, but how?
Wouldn't get back to you. How the hell would they find out?
Exactly. Like but I would be the one that would, it would come back to me.
Somehow. That's just like mean. Because then what if they call and like, you're like, no, I never hit. And then all of a sudden you're like in denial and then you're in this weird limbo. Like, what does the person do?
Well, like, watch, like, if I were to do it, let's say that, like, there is a shop that has a camera and they catch my car. Like,
I wonder what happened then.
I feel like you could get sued by the other person.
Right. Double
sue. I'm like, I would not do it just because.
I've never even thought of that. Just put someone else's name and number. That's hilarious, actually.
I have seen a picture of a letter somebody wrote. And they're like, I'm just pretending to write my number in this. I don't have any money, but your neighbor saw me hit your car, so sorry. And then just tuck it into the windshield.
Oh, that's also screwed up. But I like their cleverness. It's very smart on their part.
So, curious about this one. I feel like you would feel like it's stealing, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So, let's say you live in an apartment building that has a washer and dryer that you have to pay for, right?
Okay.
So, this person says, look up the washer and dryer model on eBay and order a key for it. I haven't paid for laundry in years, and it cost me $8. I sleep like a baby knowing we are not, you know, not paying for on-site laundry.
Ugh, no. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
First off, I've always, one thing my roommate and I, when we moved to Seattle, we agreed on, it's we need to find a place that has our own laundry.
That's how I am too. Yeah. I would never live in a place that doesn't have my own laundry,
like,
because
in my
I do so much laundry.
Same. And I'm the person that like will do it, forget it, and then like, oh crap, I need to dry it. And then at night, I could sleep through anything.
Yeah.
So I'll have it going off at night.
Oh, I would have to do so many loads. And then if I already hate it so much, and then to think I would have to pay for it on top of it.
Okay, this one's funny. I think you will might think it's funny, but I feel like you wouldn't do this because, one, it's gross. And two, if you wanted to do it, you would just do it.
Okay.
It says, if you glue a dead wasp to the palm of your hand and you hit your boss on the back of the head as hard as you like, you can act like you saved him.
Oh,
or
and then there's
a fly
like a
or something
wasp.
Like, oh, I got you. I got it. But first, you have to glue something dead to you. And two, I feel like if you really wanted to hit somebody, you'd do it.
I would just hit him, yeah. And then also, like, if you're going to hit me hella hard, and then I'm not going to be like, oh, thank you so much for saving
me. Be like, oh, Jesus, I'd
be like,
thanks,
what the hell
I
is
guess.
That? And now there's like a dead fly on your hand.
I think Sarah would not do this one either. So you buy the cheapest ticket available for a sporting event or a concert or whatever. Once inside,
already know. I'm already like a no.
Check the Ticketmaster and StubHub for better seats that didn't sell and go there.
No.
Yep.
No. No. Even when we have like our ticket stubs and like, it's like seventh or eighth inning, like in a baseball game, and like all the seats are pretty much empty. My boyfriend will be like, let's go down there. And I get so nervous. Even if all the people who check your tickets are not working anymore, right. You know? I'm like, no.
It's like at the end. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think. It's like when we have meetings here at work and they say the food is only for salespeople. But then the meeting's over and the salespeople are gone and there's still food left over. You're just getting the leftovers.
Oh, it's like a free-for-all.
Yeah, when it's like the eighth or ninth inning, I feel like no, everyone's already leaving. So at that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I didn't pay for those tickets.
But I'm sure you paid your weight in freaking booze and food. So.
Well, that's probably very accurate. So I just don't want to get in trouble.
You're not going to get in trouble. All they're going to say is like, get out of here. And they're like, okay.
Or I would pick the one seat.
Says the person, mind you, who has sex in these bathrooms at these stadiums,
fine.
Which is technically not okay. It's illegal.
We're in the bathroom.
It's illegal.
Even in the bathrooms?
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to have public sex. And I think that counts.
I mean, they have no proof, though. See, they have proof that I'm in the seats. They have no proof that we had the Z6
until they hear the radio.
Shh, don't worry about it.
So if you don't want to make a call, let's say you have to call like an ex or whatever, like a boss or whatever. You don't really want to talk to the person, but later may need to prove that you in fact made the call. They just didn't pick up. Turn airplane mode and make a call.
Does it go straight to voicemail?
No, it won't. It'll look like it'll show that you called, but it won't dial through because it's in airplane mode.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this hack.
What?
Whoa.
How would you use it?
How would I use it? You know, I have a few friends who really, really like talking on the phone.
Okay, I'm going to try this on you, so keep
going. Yeah, try it. And I sometimes don't. I don't know if I'd ever actually be able to be like, no, I actually called you. Like, look, I actually, you know, but if I was like, I don't know, actually. I don't know if I'd be able to, like, pull out the lie. But I think that's brilliant that can actually happen.
Let's see. I put it in airplane mode now.
Okay.
And it didn't let me. It just says, oh, turn off airplane mode. So let me try calling you, then turning it on airplane mode.
Yeah, but then I'm probably going to get your missed call.
Hold on.
We're testing airplane. This out.
Okay. Did you get a thing that I called you?
No.
Okay, maybe I have to wait for it to go longer. Okay, hold on.
Maybe this doesn't even work.
Okay. Oh, no, you know what it could have been, though? It does look like I called you, though.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
So I could just screenshot and be like, I called you, though, at 11.
Yeah. And I'd be like, weird, I didn't get a call.
Right?
Because it doesn't say
It doesn't say
that you're in airplane mode when... That's so tricky. I like that now that I know this, because if any mofos try to do that on me, I'll be like, oh, well, were you in airplane mode? Because then the call didn't go through.
Oh, that's just a nice way to be like, hey, I tried calling you. Maybe you're just in a place with no service.
Oh, I'll catch you next time.
My babe. Oh. But yeah, do the dial real quick, call, flip it on, and then just hit the airplane button.
Oh, okay. So you call first, airplane mode.
Yes.
Oh, okay, not airplane mode, then call.
Yeah, because it won't let you. You're welcome. This is on iPhones, by the way.
Yeah, we don't know about your Androids. Yeah, I feel like that would be just funny. All right. You're like, no, I did.
This other one, I don't like this one just because I know it will backfire.
Okay.
Not only, I mean, I guess it's
on anyone, not just on
you. It's unethical. You cannot get away with this kind of crap anymore in this day and age because of social media. It says, when you start a new job, no matter what the reality is, you now have 4 alive grandparents, and say one died to get some time off.
Oh.
Because a lot of companies will offer bereavement.
Yeah.
Time off
to
grieve.
Which is super nice. But yeah, like, how are you?
Honestly, though, when my grandpa died 2 years ago, because I was pretty lucky, like, my grandparents were still alive up until my shortly before I turned 30. But it's been.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So my grandpa died when I was about 28 or 29. No, 29. And so I didn't post anything. Like, none of us grandkids. Like, I noticed on social media, none of us posted it because it just didn't feel right. Like, we were all grieving, we were all sad, but we kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, and I feel like grandparents is, like, since they're so out of this generation, mm-hmm. it's not like they had a Facebook or have one, or, like, it's not like there are even many pictures.
But a lot of people, like, I have a friend who posts everything, every aspect of her life. I know a lot of people like that. It's like, oh, my God, they didn't have my favorite latte at the coffee stand. Like, every little aspect of their life is documented.
And everyone's like, no one cares.
Exactly. So it's like, you know that if something big like that, like the grandparent died, they would be all about it on social media.
Yeah, but someone like you, like, I wasn't necessarily surprised that you didn't post anything about it. And honestly, I'm thinking about it and I don't even know, like, I love my grandma. Like, my grandma's the only grandma that, you know, has been around forever, and she's so dope. But I don't even know if I would post anything about it.
And honestly, though, I don't condemn anybody for posting it, because, like, I know when, like, somebody else close to me passed away, I did post about it just, you know, out of respect, because I wanted to, like, show his family what he meant to me. So it was a family friend, next door neighbor. It's like, hey, I want you to know the impact this man also had on my life. He was like, you know, like another, he was a member of my family in a sense.
Well, and they probably would have known that without you doing that on social media too, hopefully.
Well, I don't really talk to them though. That's the thing. Oh. Like, I talk to one of them because she's the one I really grew up with, but like her siblings, her, you know, mom and stuff, like that kind of a thing. And it just felt right in that moment.
Yeah. And if it feels right, then totally do it. I mean, and I feel like for people like our age, or if like one of our parents or some, like, then for sure, because they're kind of in this whole social media. We have a lot of pictures together, you know, like.
And for me, I feel like that would be the only way I'd know how to communicate with a lot of my family members that live in Mexico and, like, different parts of the world, in the sense, because I'm like, I don't know your number.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I'm not going to want to call each and every one of you.
Right. So I think it would take me a while to actually post someone, like, really close died like that. But
yeah, same. Well,
I wouldn't tell anybody, like, oh, my grandpa died.
Never fake someone's death for something.
That's just cult. Like that.
But people can, and people do.
I don't get it. I don't know. So if you don't want to pay for audiobooks, search audiobooks on Spotify. So scroll down to playlist, and inside you'll find real audiobooks that don't show up in the search. So click on the album and the rest of the chapters will be there.
How much are audiobooks usually?
It depends, I guess, on the book.
Just pay for the damn book.
But I mean, if you're already paying for the service, Spotify, or you're not paying for it and you're getting the commercials, why not?
Would the author get money?
I think so. Because if they're featured on there, they should be.
Okay. As long as the author of the book.
Yes. You're not stealing or anything.
And the voice person who reads the book get money for every download or whatever, then that's fine.
It's just, yeah, the way they sometimes have the search function is a little weird, because if you're looking for someone specifically, like, or for something specific, you can't find it. But if you search for it a little differently and go into the playlist, then you'll find it. It's weird.
As long as the people who get paid who get made paid. This great content.
This one's pretty funny. I think you might like this one. This is the last one.
Oh, it better be good then.
So, if you enjoy edibles,
Okay.
Marijuana edibles, or maybe even, you know, Oregon now has a, you can do legal mushrooms.
Yeah, shroom edibles. Woo!
So you make your edibles in the shape of dog treats and take them anywhere you want. And so if a drug dog finds them, his handler will just think he's being a silly boy.
Oh, because they're shaped as dog treats.
It's like, oh, sorry, I got dog treats. Like, you know, just hanging out with my dog earlier.
Dude, then that dog would go insane and eat them and get even more insane. And then you'll want to
break it. You'd be like, no, sorry, you know, they're my dogs. They got his medication in them. He's got the arthritis. I don't know.
I feel like your ass is still going to get arrested.
Probably.
But I think that's not going to work.
I think weed is, weed is legal here, so we're fine.
No. If you have a weed dog treats at the airport, you are not fine.
Here's the thing. They don't really search for weed at the airport.
I think those dogs are supposed to suss out weed.
My old roommate had flown in recently to pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, crap, I bought this weed that I'm not going to have a chance to finish smoking before I go home. Because his state doesn't have legal weed yet.
Sucks for them.
I'm like, just leave it here. I'll save it for you when you guys come back. And we were talking about it on the car ride. And like 10 minutes after I drop him off, he realizes I never gave you the weed. He went through no problem.
Was there dogs, though?
I don't remember. I think he said there might have been something.
Because I think if there...
I don't know if they were close to him or not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure dogs would suss out weed.
I feel like I've seen stories and stuff that they're not looking for weed. Because when it comes to like flying and stuff, because everyone's going
to
smell like...
you're not supposed to bring weed to different states.
But
that
how many
issue,
people
right?
smell like weed? How many people have like little weed remnants in their pockets or backpacks and stuff like that? Like
I have no idea because I'm not a weed smoker at all.
I've had friends and like people that we know that have accidentally traveled with weed or purposely traveled with weed. Like, oh, sorry, forgot this was in here. Let me toss it.
Yeah, but like it's different when they like don't... there's not a dog. That's what I'm saying. No. It's like they might not catch it like in the thing.
No, but even with dogs and stuff, they're not looking for weed. They're
looking
for cocaine.
We should bring... you should bring hella weed.
And you will bring the mushrooms.
Hell no, I ain't doing this. I ain't bringing nothing because I think the dog is going to suss out everything because dogs have the craziest noses.
All right. Well, they're also searching for bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
So not like they're not sitting there like
any
marijuana bomb,
anything,
everything.
Any smell like that is going to trigger them.
All right. If you guys know anything about this, please let us know.
Because obviously we're not experts.
I might Google this after because I'm curious. I'm oddly like now my brain is telling me I'm smelling weed.
Dude, minus two. That's so weird.
Whoa.
Well, we are in this building, so it could actually be weed.
Anyways, with that note, we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.